Peter?
Hi, Debbie. Can you turn that down a little?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Just a sec.
I have to turn it up when I'm drying my hair or I can't hear it. So what's up, Buttercup? I thought you were supposed to be in Biolab this afternoon.
Yeah, well, something came up with the mountain lion project. Kind of an urgent thing.
Urgent?
Yeah. One of the big cats we monitor in the mountains has stopped moving. Its collar is sending out a mortality signal.
Oh, no. Like, it's dead? How can you tell?
The GPS locator on the tracking collar checks in by satellite every day. It's basically telling us the mountain lion has been in the exact same spot for the last 3 days. That's not a good sign. It probably means something's happened to him.
Okay, but why are you here telling me?
Well, I'm the junior member of the project, so it's kind of up to me to go into the mountains and try to find out exactly what happened. Plus, if he's dead, we need to recover all the data stored in the collar, take some samples, snap a few pictures.
Oh, no, you mean this weekend? Instead of taking me to the Under the Sea dance?
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's what I wanted to talk to you about. I know you really wanted to go.
I already have my outfit picked out. It's totally cute.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure it's awesome. I'm really sorry, but I was thinking maybe you'd like to go with me. You know, get out in the great outdoors, have a little adventure.
Like you and me in a tent in the mountains.
Yeah.
All alone?
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay, here's the thing, Debbie. I have to go. And if you don't say yes, then I have to go with Professor Baumgartner. And I hear he snores like a bear, among other bad things.
Okay. Okay, Peter. I'm up for a little camping trip. But you have to promise to keep me warm.
What? At night? I can do that. Oh, wait. There's one more thing I have to ask you. Are you allergic to cats?
You're kidding. Are you kidding?
Debbie, how you doing? You look a little pale.
Oh, this road is starting to freak me out a little bit.
Well, don't look straight down over the edge. Try to focus on the view.
Jeez, that was close.
We're okay. Plenty of room on this side.
I keep thinking about the poor mountain lion. You really think he's dead? Like, he couldn't have just lost his collar?
Now, the collars are pretty secure, but you never know. The mothers are good at chewing them off their cubs.
How did you get it on him in the first place?
Well, after a confirmed mountain lion sighting, the project people come in and set up traps near where they find tracks. After they bait the traps, it doesn't usually take long to catch them. And then, when the cats are in the traps, we tranquilize them and put the collars on.
It seems like kind of an invasion of their privacy, you know, tracking them like that. I wonder if they feel watched.
After the tranquilizer wears off, I'm sure they don't remember anything. And by studying them like this, we can learn things about them that will hopefully help us to coexist. Like, we learn where they sleep, how often they eat, what their mating habits are.
See, total invasion of privacy.
Yeah, I guess you could look at it that way. Mostly, it's good experience that will hopefully help me get a research job when I graduate.
Look out!
Okay, that one was close. Welcome to the middle of nowhere.
You're not kidding. My phone hasn't had a signal for hours.
No, my GPS works. That's the most important thing.
What do you think we're going to find? Will it be totally gross?
I don't know. Maybe. Technically, the cat has been dead for a while. The only other time I did this, there wasn't much left when we finally found it.
Peter, what's the gun for?
Just in case. And don't worry, it's only a tranquilizer gun.
What do you mean, just in case? In case what?
Well, there's an outside chance that another mountain lion killed our mountain lion.
Really?
Yeah. See, mountain lions are very territorial. They spend a lot of time patrolling around the edges of their territories, making sure they're marked. But if another bigger cat came into our cat's territory, well, it could be the reason ours isn't moving anymore.
So you're saying maybe there's, like, a huger killer mountain lion waiting for us?
Maybe.
Now you tell me.
It's only a remote possibility, and we have the Trank gun. Nothing to worry about. Are you ready to do some hiking?
I'll let you go first.
How you doing? You need another water break?
You didn't tell me we'd only be hiking uphill.
Sorry, we have to go as the crow flies, but I think this should be the last hill for a...
What was that?
It sounded like a rifle. Pretty close, too.
What do you think, like hunters?
It shouldn't be. I don't think it's hunting season.
Peter, I don't feel good about this.
We're okay. We're wearing bright colors.
It's not funny.
Wait a second. Stop. There's somebody coming.
Are you sure?
Make a noise.
No, don't make a noise.
Hello?
What are you doing?
There's a guy up there on the ridge, see? Hello?
Why are you doing that? Oh, great. He's coming over here now. And he's got a gun.
I'm sure he's just a local hunter. It'd be cool.
He certainly looks local.
Hey! How you folks doing? You see any signs of them yet?
Signs of what?
You know, the glowing people.
What?
The UFOs. Aliens, ain't that what you're hunting for?
No. You're hunting for aliens. I didn't know they were in season.
Aliens is always in season. And I wouldn't joke about it, boy. I'm talking about another species invading our home. Doesn't that disturb you?
Are you serious? You've really seen aliens out here?
Hell yes! Everybody's seen them. All week long, lights been flashing up here. Not the first time, either. They've been active in this area for a while. I think it might be one of their landing zones.
Wow.
Yeah. I can see how you're looking at me now. Lots of people be skeptical about the aliens. That's why I'm hoping to bag me one. World will believe us then. Then they'll have no choice, you know what I'm saying?
What were you shooting at?
Ah, nothing. That's just a signal to Lulabelle. That's my old lady. She's hunting on the other side of the ridge. We're headed home now. What are you folks up to?
We're looking for a mountain lion.
We're with the University Mountain Lion Project. That's why we're here.
I've been coming to these mountains for 50 years. Never seen a single mountain lion.
We're pretty sure we know where one is. Like, exactly.
Hey, who knows? Then maybe you find one. And I hope you're not staying out overnight.
Why?
I told you, UFOs. Nighttime is when they start taking people. Beam you up into their spaceships. Pokey pokey. You know what I mean?
I guess we'll take our chances.
I guess you will. Good luck to you.
Bye.
I tell you something, cutie pie. Your boyfriend's making a mistake. You should try to talk some sense into him.
How do you know he's my boyfriend?
I'm 74 years old, young lady. I can tell. Y'all take care now. Lulabelle! Where you at, girl?
How about that guy? Like I wasn't feeling nervous enough.
That was weird. I usually meet nice, normal people in the woods.
What do you think about him saying he's never seen a mountain lion?
Well, that's actually very possible. They try to avoid people, and they're mostly active at night. It's not surprising. Plus, that guy's kind of crazy.
He was right about the boyfriend thing, though.
What? I thought we were just camping buddies.
Keep talking like that and maybe we will be. Are we there?
Really close.
What's the GPS thing say?
It says we're really close.
Ow!
What's wrong?
Walked into a thorn.
Can you see anything?
See my arm bleeding. Oh my god. I think I see it. Is that it?
Stay here for a second.
What are you doing?
Getting the gun ready, just in case.
Be careful. Peter, what do you see?
It's okay. He's dead. Come on over.
Wow. He's huge.
Yeah, he's a big one. Big male.
What happened to him?
I don't know. It's kind of strange. His body hasn't been touched. I wonder if he just died recently.
Look at his eyes.
I can't figure out why.
He almost looks scared. Doesn't he look scared to you?
Maybe. I can't believe the body hasn't been scavenged. It's very strange. Usually vultures would be all over something like this. There aren't even any flies.
Do you smell that?
Huh.
You know what that smells like? New electronics. You know, like when you open a new computer?
Yeah, it kind of does.
Poor thing.
Don't touch him!
Why not?
I mean, don't touch him without gloves. They can carry pretty serious bacteria.
It's just so sad seeing him like this. I don't think I want to stay out here tonight. Do we have to stay here?
We don't have a choice. The sun is going to be down soon. We can't hike out at night. Here, let me deal with all this, and you can go set up the tent in the clearing down there.
Peter? Peter, is that you?
Hey.
Peter, why didn't you say anything? Ugh, you totally scared me popping out of the dark like that.
Sorry. I was just looking at the GPS. It stopped giving us a position. We couldn't hike out now if we wanted.
Does that mean we're lost?
No. No, it probably just the satellites. They move around up there, and sometimes you can't get a signal.
Did you finish burying him?
Yeah.
Ew.
That was a lot more work than I thought. Thanks for doing all the other stuff. You're good at camping.
I'm getting cold. Will you please come sit with me now?
Sure. I'm sorry this isn't more romantic. Have you been looking at the stars? It's easy to forget how many there are when you live in the city.
Yeah, the stars are pretty. Did you hear that? That sounded like that old guy's rifle again, didn't it?
Yeah. Far away, though.
But he said he was going home before dark.
Maybe he still can't find Lulu Bell.
It's not funny.
I'm not really trying to be funny.
But if it's not him, who is it? It's totally dark. No one's hunting now, right? Who else could it be?
I don't know. Maybe it's a poacher or a hermit or somebody. Who knows?
Can we get in the tent now, Peter? I have the chills.
I thought you'd never ask.
Stop it. I'm serious. I'm freaked out. Ever since we got here, I've been feeling like something's watching us.
It's easy to start imagining things when you're out in the woods. Let's just get in the tent, get some sleep. Everything will feel better in the morning.
I hope so. Peter, are you bringing your gun?
I'll put it right by the door.
Good. Peter, wake up. I heard something outside.
What? Like what?
I don't know, like a noise. And I smell that electronic smell again. Do you smell that?
Not really.
Oh, did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it.
Do you think it could be another mountain lion?
Maybe it's Lulu Bell.
Peter, that's not funny at all. Peter, I almost didn't want to tell you this, but I think I saw a flash of light too.
Maybe it's a mountain lion wearing a headlamp.
Peter, will you be serious?
I'll check it out.
No, don't go out there.
We're in a nylon tent. It's hardly a fortress. If there's something out there, it's better I go out there and scare it away.
Take your gun.
Don't worry. I'm taking the gun.
Peter?
Oh my god! Oh my god! Debbie! Run! Hey, you awake in here, sleepyhead?
Oh, wow. What a night. What time is it?
It's morning. Come on out. I made coffee.
I can't believe how good I slept. I never sleep well in a tent. But I feel kind of achy.
Well, you're probably stiff from all the hiking yesterday. Hey, good news. The GPS is working again. We can head home as soon as we pack up.
Peter, what happened to the back of your neck?
What do you mean?
You've like a little bruise right in the middle of your neck. Do you feel that?
I don't feel anything.
It almost looks like a needle mark.
I don't know. Maybe something bit me. What's wrong, Debbie?
I just still have that feeling like I'm being watched.
Oh, don't start that again. It's a beautiful day. Try to enjoy it. Believe me, there's no one out here but us.